Hey, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. So Toronto Hot Docs, which starts today, is one of the best documentary festivals in the world. It features recent docs, including Canadian and world premieres, as well as exceptional films from the past. This year, the festival is running a retrospective of Toronto filmmaker Alan Zweig's work, including favorites like I, Curmudgeon, and Vinyl, as well as the excellent and moving A Hard Name, which follows the difficult lives of seven ex-cons released back into the city. Well, most documentaries about people facing great difficulties and what they do about it. So today, I'm going to talk about some of the movies playing at the festival, which are films about fighters, people who like to fight, or people who are fighting the powers that be, and on the other side, people who are taking the opposite route, the path of least resistance. First, Better This World, directed by Katie Galloway and Kelly Duane de la Vega. When I read about stories like the seven guys in Miami who were arrested for conspiring to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago for Osama bin Laden, even though they'd never been to Chicago and have no connection with the Al-Qaeda, or even the Toronto 18 who are accused of plotting to blow up the Parliament building, you start to wonder how big a role do the government informants play in these stories, and whether anything at all would have happened had it not been for the instigator encouraging them. Well, two young idealistic best friends, David McKay and Brad Crowder, who grew up in Midland, Texas, went to Minneapolis to protest the Republican convention 2 years ago. You might have seen the footage of the police there clubbing, tear gassing, and arresting hundreds of protesters, students, and even journalists while inside the buildings. People like Sarah Palin were talking to a sea of middle-aged white Tea Partiers. Well, within that crowd were three guys, the two young best friends that I mentioned and a supposed radical, Brendan Darby. The two friends were arrested by the FBI and called criminals and anarchist terrorists, mainly because of the much older FBI rat Darby, who claimed that they were there to blow people up, including police, using their Molotov cocktails as part of the anti-war demonstrations. This movie explores the events leading up to Brad and David's arrests and the subsequent trials, including the use of government informants to create the supposed conspiracy to push it towards some non-existent act of violence and to entrap them into voicing some hypothetical intention. This is an excellent, though at times extremely disheartening, documentary about governments manufactured to order criminals where none previously existed, merely to fit into their quota of war on terror political prisoners. Makes you want to cry. Another type of fighter are the ones featured in this movie, Fightville, directed by Petra Epperlein and Michael Tucker. Directors of the fantastic Iraq War documentary Gunner Palace and its good sequel How to Fold a Flag are again dealing with young, poor American men. In this case, aspiring mixed martial arts fighters from Louisiana. Also called cage fighting or ultimate fighting, MMA has a reputation as an extremely violent sport akin to pro wrestling without any referees, where the two fighters kick, punch, and beat each other up until one is nearly dead. This is mythology. None of it's true. It's actually safer than heavyweight boxing. The fighters wear smaller, lighter gloves, though because of the nature of the sport, it does lead to small cuts and bruises, but not to the massive head injuries you get in boxing. It's played in closely refereed rounds with a match ending with a knockout or one player submission or by a judgment or a medical judgment. It looks like a combination of boxing, grappling, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai kickboxing, and traditional wrestling down on the mat. In my opinion, it's the most interesting kind of fighting to watch since it involves so many skills and so much training and strategy on the parts of the fighters, and it changes so much through the course of a match. This beautifully shot movie dispels the myths about mixed martial arts as it follows two amateur fighters, Dustin and Albert, as they try to make it from an amateur farm team to professional status. Movies about will either of them make it to the pros. Well, not that dramatic a sports story, Fightville takes you behind the scenes through all the stages of training and preparation for a fight and shows Dustin and Albert both in their ordinary lives and within the ring, with all the glamour and excitement that comes from an actual match. That was a good movie. Open Secret, directed by Steve Lichtig. Steve Lichtig, an NPR broadcaster, grew up on a Kansas farm and lived his whole life knowing that he was adopted, but not knowing the open secret about his birth parents. The movie investigates his search for the truth that he was never told about as a child. His oldest brothers and sisters were sworn to secrecy, and the younger ones were kept in the dark. The movie reveals part of the open secret in the first few minutes of the movie, so it's no spoiler to say that he was actually an older sister's child, and his parents were actually his grandparents. The movie follows him returning to his family, his sister, mother, and his parents, aka grandparents. He also wants to know the truth about who his real father was, or birth father was, and what the reasons were for the strange arrangement, and more about his actual birth parents, his background, and whether he has other relatives. Open Secret is above all a family memoir with the various members fighting and arguing, holding grudges or reconciling, meeting after a long period or refusing to meet. If you're into these types of daytime TV family stories, or if you're familiar with the NPR personality who made it, then this is a good idea for you, but I'd say it didn't do much for me. So let's move away now from fighting, resisting, and quarreling and head in the opposite direction to movies about buying into the system and going with the flow. First is The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, directed by Morgan Spurlock. I intentionally left off the product placement tag stuck to the title of the movie. You can have it there, but I'm not going to put it on the radio. I can't stand product placement on TV or in movies. It's a pet peeve of mine. Whether it's as banal as working a brand name into an answer on Jeopardy or the ubiquitous Mac laptop that magically appears in most movies, it's annoying, obnoxious, and intrusive. So Morgan, supersize me Spurlock, decided to make a movie in which every scene, every shot, and even the movie's title itself would have at least one product placement in it. And he would use the product placement both to pay for the movie and to provide its plot. Some of the cleverest moments are where he interviews people like Noam Chomsky and Ralph Nader about product placement, which they all condemn, of course, without them realizing there's a brand name, be it a shoe or an underarm deodorant or a soft drink, appearing right beside them on the screen. And just because you know it's there, it doesn't mean it's not working. Honest to God, I walked out of this movie with a strange desire to buy a bottle of pomegranate juice. Well, in a similar vein, and just as entertaining as the Canadian documentary, Recessionize for Fun and Profit, directed by Jamie Kastner. So in a tongue-in-cheek look at the present-day grim effects of the economic meltdown and the recession that followed it, Kastner decides to look at the bright side instead. There's money to be made out there, he says, even in bad times. So he tracks down some unusual people adapting to the new economic realities. One of the more clever episodes includes a smartly dressed and perfectly coiffed woman who lives in a deluxe mansion with her family. So what's the catch? Well, she's only there to make it look lived in for potential real estate buyers, and she has to move out the moment it's sold. So he asks her teenage son, what does he think about living in a place that has to be kept spotless? He says it's major OCD territory, man. And there's also a great French guest house he shows where people who feel their career is a rat race can live for a weekend like a hamster running on a giant wheel. Recessionize is a lot of fun, an amusing, upbeat, and fast-paced TV-style variety documentary. Very funny one, Canadian too. The Hot Docs Festival runs from Thursday, April 28th to May 8th, and is free, no charge, for rush seats during the day for anyone with a student or a senior ID card. Check this online at hotdocs.ca. I think everyone should try to see at least one good documentary, and Hot Docs is the best place to see them. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CIUTA 9.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.